You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Before we get to the Bechtold breakdown, I want to tell you, listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss this morning. City Limits behind the glass. IT back there with him. Limits, I know you're excited for this one. First off, do Joe and Paul ever let you do a Bechtold breakdown? I know you were doing these with the morning show when you and Harry Callis would pinch hit for each other.
Yes, so it started probably about a month after I was working with those guys more regularly, about 3-4 days a week, became about 4 days a week. We started implementing it Fridays at noon, the Bechtold breakdown. It's still on Friday.
Man, you put a prime time on there.
Uh-huh, that's what Joe picked. Joe picked noon.
Does it end up being like 12:18 by the time you get to it?
Just about. And then Joe and Paul will talk about some other topic for 10 minutes, and then Joe will say, I'm sorry, Limits. Let's get to the breakdown right now. And Ron would be all upset about it. Joe, why won't you let this guy talk and give his segment?
Joe, he wants to do his breakdown here. Let's do it.
Please, Joe.
Well, let's do it. Let's
hit
it.
The Bechtold breakdown for Thursday, July 11th. Here we go. We were talking about this in the back, Donnie. EA Sports College Football finally coming back next Friday. It's being released. What team are you looking forward to rebuilding as a dynasty in EA Sports College Football?
Well, I jokingly told our social media man, Ben Tenuta, because he is going around making a video getting everybody's answer on this, and you and I, Limits, along with Harry Callis, along with multiple other people in the building, we all attended Waynesburg University. You said that as your answer right before I went. So I elected St. Vincent College out in Latrobe because I call their games. I'll be calling all but one of their home games this year. Also, a good pal of ours coaching there, Chase Johnston. Yeah. I have several of my best friends who attended and played football at St. Vincent College. I don't even know if that'll be possible in this game to have a Division III team, like create a team type deal.
Yeah,
it's got to be, right?
I mean, can we play with Waynesburg? I think that every team is in the game. Like, because I know
even D3.
I know Noah Hiles was at the Hall of Fame, I think, not that long ago in Atlanta for the College Football Hall of Fame, and was talking about Mountain Union, and I think that they're in the game.
I'm wondering. I mean, you might have to create them, but it might be worth it. I mean, you can pull it off. You can build John F. Wiley Stadium with all the
train
seats on one side.
Yeah, the train
in the
background.
Yellow Jacket Express. Now they have that big wall built up, too.
Hey, the train can't disappear with that wall. You can still hear it.
Yeah.
Hear it in your dreams.
Yeah, the 12th man, as I like to call it.
I'd rebuild Waynesburg. You know, they got to beat W&J a little bit more, even though I do W&J's home football broadcast.
A little bit more, maybe like once more than
every 25 years.
I was on the last team to do it, Limits, in 2014. That was the last time. And it might be the last time for a long time that Waynesburg beat W&J at football.
Well, it hasn't been a long time since USA Basketball won gold at the Olympics. They started off their journey in a showcase against Canada yesterday, 86-72. LeBron was getting lobs from Steph Curry. Halliburton is on the team. Kevin Durant's on the team. Is this the most talented roster that we've ever seen? Joel Embiid decided to play for Team USA. Mentioned Steph Curry. Some of the other guys like Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown doesn't even make the team. Jason Tatum is on the team, but no Jaylen Brown. Derek White is the replacement for Kawhi Leonard. This is a stacked roster. Anthony Davis is also on the team. Ton of stars mixed up from a lot of different realms of the NBA. Does it compare to the Dream Team?
No, I still don't think it gets to the Dream Team point. I even think, what was it, 2008? Was that the Redeem Team?
Yes.
I'd probably say that team, too, over the current one that we have, because you also had LeBron James in his prime, not LeBron James at 40 years old. You had guys like Dwayne Wade on that team. You had some great stars of the 2000s on that team. I just don't think you will ever really find a squad that matches up to what the 92 Dream Team had. I mean, you had David Robinson, Pat Ewing, Larry Bird, Pippen, Jordan, Clyde Drexler, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Chris Mullin, Barkley, the round mound of rebound. You had Magic Johnson.
What's the common denominator? All in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, so they had one college player, and it was Leitner.
Right. And, but he, at the time, was the best college player maybe of all time.
Right. But, man, every single one of those dudes, like you said, a Hall of Famer, and some of them considered, like, best player ever maybe at their position or overall. I mean, Jordan, obviously. Bird, one of the great big shooters from the outside. You know, you really wonder what more he even could have done without, like, back issues. Pippen, probably the greatest Robin. One of the greatest Robins to a Batman in NBA history.
James Worthy's up there.
Yeah, I mean, Malone and Stockton were a great duo with the Jazz. Barkley, one of the best rebounders of all time at just 6'6".
So you talk about all those guys as Hall of Famers. Like, looking at this roster, is Bam Adebayo going to be a Hall of Famer? I don't know. Tyrese Halliburton, I like him, but probably not. Drew Holiday. Derek White is not going to be in the Hall of Fame as the replacement for Kawhi. They should have went with Brunson, but obviously he was hurt. They should have went for him from the start. He was not able to play, obviously, with the injury he sustained in the playoffs. Very talented roster. What if they put Cooper Flagg on the roster, even though he has not even played a college basketball game, as he was supposedly dominating in a scrimmage with Team USA earlier in the month?
I think it would be neat if they actually did do that, like who they found to be like the best college player from the last year, if they put them on the roster without even playing an NBA game. Like, what if they put Edie on? He would be on Canada's roster, I think.
Right.
But if Team USA picked, like, the best American-born player from college basketball the year prior.
Yeah, Bronny James.
Yeah, and his 3 points per game. That'll be the next one. We'll see Bronny James in 2028. LeBron will be 44 years old, and Bronny will be scoring, like, 2 points a game in the association. He'll be on the Team USA team.
That's good for team morale.
But looking again at this 92 team, I think both teams in their primes, I think 92 is wiping the floor with 24. I think they're beating them by like 24 points, maybe even more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got two more quick ones for you.
Go ahead. We can take our time here. I know how the clock works on this show.
Oh, yeah. It runs rampant. So schools leaving the Pac-12 for football. Arizona, Arizona State, Cal, Colorado, Oregon, Stanford, UCLA, USC, Utah, Washington, the laundry list, will still play in Pac-12 affiliated bowl games for the next 2 years and will not tie in the bowl ties with their new conferences. So, you know how the Pac-12 always, one team from the Pac-12 will play in the Rose Bowl. And yeah, somebody from the Big Ten usually plays in the Rose Bowl. Like the classic matchups that we've seen between, like, I remember that Penn State-USC game so well with Barkley. Sam Darnold was the quarterback. I think Juju might have played in that game.
Yeah, he did.
It was, what, like a 52-48 type of game?
I think 52-49. I think it was a game-winning field goal.
Yeah, incredible game. Probably one of the best Rose Bowls I've ever seen. Like, I was at the Penn State-Utah one. Do you like it, or should it be? Well, at the same time, nobody wants to see just a 7-5 Oregon State team make the Rose Bowl. At least, well, now, with the college football playoff, it wouldn't even matter. But I guess some of these other mid-tier level bowl games, I'm okay with it, even though there was a lot of pushback on it.
No, I mean, you have to be okay with it because there are a ton of bowl games to fill because, you know, how many of these games are sponsored? There are too many bowl games, but we know they will never take them away because of the money that is made from them. That's a whole other problem, though. You have to do this because of the adjustments with college football specifically here and the conferences. You have to just say, well, the teams that used to be here, they're going to play in the same bowl games that they used to be in. And then you just have to kind of adjust. Like, they have to have some sort of realignment on bowl configuration in the future, I would think. Because you got the Holiday Bowl, the Las Vegas Bowl, the Alamo Bowl, the Sun Bowl, First Responder Bowl, the LA Bowl, the Independence Bowl, and then the Fiesta and the Rose Bowl. Based on what I'm looking at here, I might be looking at a bad list. But either way, you have to kind of still have those designations in place because when it comes down to organizing the bowl games and fitting those puzzle pieces in, you're going to be left in a tough spot because we're eventually going to get down to like three conferences in college football, maybe even two. So it's like you got to figure out who's playing where, and to make this happen, I think you have to have the conferences, you know, still the old conferences playing where they used to play in bowl games, if that makes sense.
I've learned some very unfortunate news.
What?
Waynesburg is not a confirmed college football team in EA Sports College Football 25. Neither is St. Vincent.
Yeah, I kind of figured you'd have to create the team to do so, but you know what? If you're gonna build and turn around a program, I think you should build it from the ground up.
Maybe I can rebuild Robert Morris.
They should be in there, right? How about, I don't know about Duquesne.
Well, maybe this thing is wrong.
No Bobby Moe in there.
It says no Bobby Moe. I thought there was more, like, things to learn about it, like that they were adding more teams and stuff like that. I don't know. That might be a faulty story from May. We won't trust it until we get the game and find out more, and maybe we'll get a happy surprise. Finally, on this day, 23 years ago, the year that I was born in 2001, the Pittsburgh Penguins traded Jaromir Jagr to the Washington Capitals for a package that included Chris Beach and future considerations. Michael Slivik was also in that trade as well. Basically, the
man.
Penguins' big salary dump at the time where they needed Mario to save them the most on July 11, 2001, when the Pens had two championships, Steelers had four Super Bowls, and your pal Limits was only 4 months old.
I would have been I would have been about 5, almost to 6. October is my birthday, so I was only 5 then. I wasn't super old back in 01. Man, can you imagine them doing that now? They trade, like, one of their best players to the Capitals of all teams.
Sidney Crosby to the Capitals for future considerations. Whatever amounted to future considerations.
He's the brother of my all-time favorite player, cash considerations.
What about international bonus money? That's my favorite.
Yeah, he's a distant cousin to those two. But a pretty good player in his own right. Also up there with player to be named later.
Yes.
That's a good one. Thank you, Limits.
Thank you,
Donnie. That was a fun breakdown.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.